Brooklyn by Colm Tobin. Read by Saoirse Ronan. Part 1. Ailish Lacey, sitting at the window of the upstairs living room in the house on Friary Street, noticed her sister walking briskly from work. She watched Rose crossing the street from sunlight into shade, carrying the new leather handbag that she had bought in Cleary's in Dublin in the sale. Rose was wearing a cream-coloured cardigan over her shoulders. Her golf clubs were in the hall. In a few minutes, Ailish knew, someone would call for her and her sister would not return until the summer evening had faded. Ailish's bookkeeping classes were almost ended now. She had a manual on her lap about systems of accounting, and on the table behind her was a ledger where she had entered, as her homework, on the debit and credit sides, the daily business of a company whose details she had taken down in notes in the vocational school the week before. As soon as she heard the front door open, Ailish went downstairs. Rose, in the hall, was holding her pocket mirror in front of her face. She was studying herself closely as she applied lipstick and eye makeup before glancing at her overall appearance in the large hall mirror, settling her hair. Ailish looked on silently as her sister moistened her lips and then checked herself one more time in the pocket mirror before putting it away. Their mother came from the kitchen to the hall. "You look lovely, Rose," she said. "You'll be the belle of the golf club." "I'm starving," Rose said, "but I've no time to eat." "I'll make a special tea for you later," her mother said. "Ailish and myself are going to have our tea now." Rose reached into her handbag and took out her purse. Opening it, she placed a 1 shilling piece on the hall stand. "That's in case you want to go to the pictures," she said to Ailish.
"And what about me?" her mother asked. "She'll tell you the story when she gets home," Rose replied.
"That's a nice thing to say," her mother said.
All three laughed as they heard a car stop outside the door and beep its horn. Rose picked up her golf clubs and was gone. Later, as her mother washed the dishes and Ailish dried them, another knock came to the door. When Ailish answered it, she found a girl whom she recognised from Kelly's grocery shop beside the cathedral. "Miss Kelly sent me with a message for you," the girl said. "She wants to see you."
"Does she?" Ailish asked.
"And did she say what it was about?"
"No, you're just to call up there tonight."
"But why does she want to see me?"
"God, I don't know, miss. I didn't ask her. Do you want me to go back and ask her?"
"No, it's all right. But are you sure the message is for me?"
"I am, miss. She says you are to call in on her."
Since she had decided in any case to go to the pictures some other evening, and being tired of her ledger, Ailish changed her dress and put on a cardigan and left the house. She walked along Friary Street and Rafter Street into the Market Square and then up the hill to the cathedral. Miss Kelly's shop was closed, so Ailish knocked on the side door, which led to the upstairs part where she knew Miss Kelly lived. The door was answered by the young girl who had come to the house earlier, who told her to wait in the hall. Ailish could hear voices and movement on the floor above, and then the young girl came down and said that Miss Kelly would be with her before long. She knew Miss Kelly by sight, but her mother did not deal in her shop as it was too expensive. Also, she believed that her mother did not like Miss Kelly, although she could think of no reason for this. It was said that Miss Kelly sold the best ham in the town and the best creamery butter and the freshest of everything, including cream. But Ailish did not think she had ever been in the shop, merely glanced into the interior as she passed and noticed Miss Kelly at the counter. Miss Kelly slowly came down the stairs into the hallway and turned on a light. "Now," she said, and repeated it as though it were a greeting. She did not smile.